name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen.
Hi, everyone. I'll just announce one more time. Please don't collect your binders after the next contract. And the pens, too. Don't collect the pens. Because it's being recorded. So. Okay. Today, I want to talk about something that anyone who is going to be serving at some point in their lives in our church needs to know, okay? What I'm holding in my hand is what?
The Bible.
Bible. Holy Bible, right? And the Holy Bible is one of those tools, okay, as a servant or as a Coptic Orthodox Christian, this is the one tool that I can't be without. Okay, this is like having a car and not having the manual that comes with the car that tells you how to operate things. Okay, so this is our manual. So, does anyone know, or does anyone here know how to read the Bible? Do you know how to read the Bible?
Is that a trick question?
It might be a trick question.
You don't read it.
So the Bible is something, guys, there's too much like commotion. Calm down. The Bible is one of these books that you never stop reading. It's not a book that you begin reading and then say, oh, in 3 months I'm done and I can move on to another book. The Bible is one of those books that never ends. You read it, you finish it, you start over again. Because every time you read it, you get a different revelation, okay? You get another message from God. Who wrote the Bible?
Holy Spirit.
Right. So God wrote the Bible. God used his prophets and his saints and his messengers to write the Bible. They wrote the Bible. He wrote it through them. Okay? So we here, as servants, one day, are tools for God. We do what God needs to get done. So today we're just going to tackle the Old Testament. When I say just the Old Testament, the Old Testament can be spoken about for a year. We can have lectures on the Old Testament for the next 2 years. And we won't be done. That map, by the way, on the board, before we start discussing the Old Testament, you don't have to, you know, look at it in detail. The reason I have it up there is for two reasons. All of you should not be walking without a Bible, by the way, because, again, this is your tool. In the back of every Bible, you have maps. Do you ever see those? They're very nice, right? These maps are here for a reason. The maps are in the Bible so we know where what is being spoken about. So this map shows what the world of the Old Testament at that time, that's the world they knew. That's all that existed in their minds. It's important for us to look at these maps in the back because as we read, especially in the Old Testament, and there are many things that are mentioned, towns and cities, and people and tribes and all these things, unless we understand where, geography-wise, okay, I'm not teaching a geography class, but unless you know your geography, you won't know what the Bible is talking about. You won't know where these people are, okay? So it's very important to look at these maps in the back. They're not just pages that are here so we can have some colored pages in the Bible, okay? So we need to know those. So, what's in the Bible? A few things in the Old Testament. Now, we're only going to concentrate on the Old Testament. But first of all, the Old Testament starts with the creation, right? The history of the creation. Of course, I have a clicker here, but it's operating Rachel so she can push the button. Because it's not working. It also talks about the fall and the corruption of mankind, right? The fall of man takes place in the Old Testament. And then there's the covenant that's established between God and man. Does anyone know what the word testament means, by the way?
Covenant.
Okay, that's important to know. So the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. Old Testament and New Testament. We'll talk about that a little later. So the Old Testament also covers the period, like we said, from the creation to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Old Testament consists of 49 books. We're going to talk about that. If any of you are using the King James Bible, you won't find that number of books in the Old Testament. You'll find about 38, 39. There's different versions. Okay? We'll talk about that a little later, too. And it's written approximately between the year 1500 and 400 BC. That's when it was written down. So, if you're worried about a test, can you go back for next week? There were probably a couple of test questions here. Just a hint. I like numbers. If that helps.
Are you mad this way?
No.
I think this will be probably on the website anyway. Okay. Can I move?
No.
Okay. So, how many of you actually have read the Old Testament?
The whole thing?
The whole thing. All 49 books. I'm sure you did. Some of you may have. Okay. What is about the Old Testament that makes people sometimes skip it and go right to the New Testament?
Big words.
Big words? What else?
Hard to understand.
Okay.
God is portrayed differently
for a reason. That's a good point. Yeah.
The names?
Names are a little difficult to pronounce. Yeah. What else?
All about rejection.
Hmm?
All about rejection.
What do you mean rejection?
Like how God's rejecting the people of Israel before, and the New Testament is accepting new ones.
Well, rejection is kind of a tough word to use. He's not really rejecting them. But the God of the Old Testament, okay, it's like a father of small children. Okay? Remember, the people of Israel in the Old Testament are the followers, right? They're the ones who follow the one God. They are the believers, the faithful. And in the Old Testament, imagine if any of you had a brother or sister that's very young, 3 or 4 years old. How do your parents treat the 4 year old, and how do they treat you? And don't say the same way, please. The 4 year old or the 3 year old, right? Because they're still learning. They're still learning about life. They're developing. What happens? A 3 year old or a 2 year old will constantly go grab things, right? You notice when you go into the house of a 2 year old, someone with children, there's nothing on the tables because the little kid will just grab things, and because they don't know, they're still learning. So the dad or the mom will always say, hey, don't do that. Okay? That's what God was doing. Okay? So when people say, because this is a serious thing, a lot of people will say, oh, why is the God of the Old Testament different than the God of the New Testament? It's the same God. But the people in the Old Testament are still being taught like children. Okay, they're being developed. Okay? The covenant is still being built between God and man. Okay? So, the Old Testament, we can look at it, it's divided into pretty much 4 sections. Some people say 5, but I put them into 4. So, the first section are the first 5 books from Genesis to Deuteronomy. And those are the five books of Moses. Very important to know. And the five books of Moses are also called the Jewish Torah. Okay? Those, when you hear Jewish people say, oh, the talk about the Torah, that's the first five books of Moses. Okay, the books written by Moses that God wrote through Moses. Okay, next. Did you get that?
No.
Okay, go back. Too fast. The first five books. You could look them up. Just write first five books. Yes. Yes. Torah. Yes. Okay. The second section are what is called the historic books, okay? And those are from Joshua to Esther. And they represent the work of God with his people, okay? When you read these books, until the captivity of Babylon, these are the books that you read like Esther. Did any of you read the book of Esther? It's small, okay? It's quick reading. And what does it talk about in there? It's just one example of the historic books. Talks about what? God's relationship with his people, right? How he's interacting with his people. So in the historic books, you'll see the different phases as God is building that relationship with his people. Okay. These are just quickie things right now.
You don't have to copy everything.
Okay? So for here, for example, you could... So the third section is the poetic or the books of wisdom. You could just write from Job to the Song of Solomon, and then you can look it up when you go home. Okay? So the poetic books or the edification books, wisdom books, from Job to the Song of Solomon, they present practical teachings for living with God. Okay? So this is how God now is teaching the people. You notice, do you notice the development here? So first there's the creation of mankind, right? Then there's the building of the relationship with man, building that covenant. And then third here in the edification books, the practical teachings. Okay, this is what I want you to do. Okay? He's teaching them. It's just like little children. Again, you have a small child and you teach them slowly, this is what you have to do. Don't touch fire because you're going to burn, right? Don't cross the street without looking because you're going to get run over. Say please. Say excuse me, right? That's how parents teach their children. If you drop something on the floor, pick it up. Wash your hands before you eat. So God is teaching his people how to live with him. Practical, everyday teachings. Any questions so far? What are you guys writing? Just write poetic. The first sentence should be good. Okay. No, don't put it in the corner. So, what do we have so far? What was the first division?
Five books of Moses.
The five books of Moses, okay. And what was the second?
Historic
books. And what was the third?
Edification
books or wisdom books. The fourth is the prophetic books, okay. Major and minor prophets, okay. Some people break it down into major prophets and the minor prophets. It's okay. And that's from Isaiah to Malachi. And these books basically are the ones where you read about all the prophets, especially Isaiah and Daniel and all the prophets. And they're basically telling the people about the Messiah that will come and basically bring them back to salvation. Okay, because when you read the Old Testament, what happens is So God is developing these people, okay? They're his followers. They're the chosen ones, okay? So he teaches them how to live with him. But at some point, they start to stray from him. Okay? They start to stray. They start to do things they shouldn't do. They start to break those rules that he told them to follow. So then the prophets start to come, and they start telling them, hey, wait a minute, you got to come back onto the right path. You notice how God is working with his children. Okay? The Old Testament, one of the things about the Old Testament, you all said it's difficult, there's a lot of names. True. But the Old Testament, if you read it carefully, if you look at the big picture, it shows you how God takes us, works with us, gives us chances over and over again.
Do you want to turn that off?
Yeah. Gives us chances over and over again. And basically, will always come back to get us. So he sends his messengers, finally, to come and bring us back. Did any of you ever read the book of Isaiah? Wonderful book. Okay? Or the book of Daniel? You won't know the password.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sorry. It's my work computer.
He's old.
So are you guys thinking about it? Did any of you ever read the book of Daniel or Isaiah? So the book of Isaiah, if you read the book of Isaiah,
sorry guys, technical difficulties. I have to take a very complicated picture this past 2 weeks.
That's okay, just keep moving the mouse around for now because I don't want to get out of the. We're almost done. I'm always short and just short and sweet. So the prophetic books, the prophets, going back again, someone like Isaiah. Okay? If you read the book of Isaiah, it is a wonderful book because that book talks about, basically Isaiah is telling his people through God, hey, you guys are straying from me. You're going in the wrong path. You're marrying people I told you not to marry. You're doing things I told you not to do. Okay? But don't worry. Okay? Are you guys listening? Don't worry because I'm sending you someone to help you come back. To bring you back to salvation. Okay? So the book of Isaiah is so crystal clear talking about the coming of the Messiah. The detail in that book, if you ever read it, and you have to read it, if one day we hope to serve other smaller children or other people, you have to read it. Because if you don't read the book of Isaiah and understand it, the New Testament makes absolutely no sense. And I'll explain why later. The book of Daniel. Did any of you ever read the book of Daniel? A wonderful book also. Okay, prophet, another prophet, who's telling, sending us a message. God is using the prophets to send us messages of coming back. I want you to come back. I love you. I need you. And I want you back in my arms. Okay, so those are the prophetic books. Again, each of these divisions requires like a 2-month lecture series. But we're just giving you the seed here. And now you have to go and read a little more. Remember in the beginning I told you that there are 49 books in the Orthodox Old Testament? This is an Orthodox Bible. Okay? Orthodox Bible, did you ever see one of these?
Yes.
Okay. It's a lot different than the King James Bible. Different in that, nothing is being omitted. Okay, in the King James version of the Bible, which most of us grew up with, you'll only find about 38 books in the Old Testament. Okay? All of these books, which are really important to remember if someone was taking a test, these books are missing from the King James, but they're in the Orthodox Bible. Okay? Important to know.
Why is it important to know?
Can you, and actually what I'm going to do, okay, it's important to know, I'll tell you why it's important to know. It's important to know because if any of these books are mentioned to you and you've never looked at an Orthodox Bible, you will say, oh, I never heard about that. I had one of the kids in my class once ask me about the book of Tobit. If I had just read the King James Bible, I wouldn't have known that it existed in the Bible. Okay, that's kind of serious. So that's why we need to be knowledgeable of these things. Dr. Mary is going to give you a handout that I printed for you. And basically what that has in it, and you could keep these in your books for reference later on in life or whatever, it lists the books in the King James and the books in the Orthodox Bible, as well as the books in the Catholic version of their Bible. Okay? So you can know the difference.
What about the psalm number difference? What is that?
We actually have one more psalm, I believe.
We have one.
Yeah.
What?
151.
And there's extra chapters in the book of Daniel.
There's actually extra chapters, yeah, throughout. And they're ordered a little differently, too.
Yeah.
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 Yes.
Is there any extra
chapters? There's extra chapters. Yeah, yeah. So nothing is being omitted from here. Okay, did you guys get this? You don't really have to write this because it'll be in that handout. Yeah.
Can we also know the missing books?
You may need to know them if you were getting going to take a test. But later after, you can forget them and write them down somewhere.
This test is going to be ridiculous.
No, it's not going to be. And I don't want you guys to write them on your hands and stuff. Okay. Okay, no, just calm down. Okay, so what I'd like to talk about a little bit right now is the relationship between the Old and the New Testament. Some of you in the beginning of class said the God of the Old Testament is different than the New Testament. Well, we talked a little bit about that. It's the same God, okay? But one of the things we have to remember is that the Old Testament, basically, if you don't read it, imagine if the Old Testament didn't exist. And you just started with the book of St. Matthew in the New Testament. Someone who was not Coptic Orthodox Christian or a Christian of any kind suddenly comes and you tell them, here's the New Testament, read it. They've never heard of our Lord Jesus Christ. They've never read about him. They don't know anything. Okay? So they open the book of St. Matthew here. I'm going to open it now. Okay? And you tell them, guys, calm down. Let's read the book of St. Matthew. Okay, ready? Listen. Chapter 1, verse 1 in the book of St. Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Who's Abraham? Who's David? Okay, number 1. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. What are we talking about? Who are these people? I thought I'm going to learn about our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? The book of St. Matthew starts with kind of a summary of the genealogy of the Old Testament. Okay? But it's just a summary. It's a transition. Okay? But if you hadn't read the book, let's say, of Isaiah. I'm going to go to the book of Isaiah again. And read in the book of Isaiah about the prophecies of the coming Messiah. In fact, when you read the book of Isaiah, in the prophetic part of the book, he not only talks about the coming Messiah, he talks about exactly where he's coming, how he would be born, and what he would be like, and how he would be crucified. The detail is incredible. If you hadn't read the Old Testament, and you suddenly opened the New Testament, the book of St. Matthew, the Gospel, and you read the Gospel of St. Matthew, you would say, oh, that's a nice story. What's so incredible about it? Well, the incredible thing is that God, throughout the Old Testament, is talking about what's about to happen in the New Testament. So he's preparing and building the story. Okay? Can you imagine if you... Did any of you watch Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
Yeah? The trilogy of the Lord of the Rings? Or any of you read the C.S. Lewis books? Okay? Imagine if you skipped the first book and you just started to read the second one. It would make absolutely no sense, would it?
Well,
it would be a nice story. It would be a nice story. But you wouldn't understand the background. So the Bible is a progressive revelation, okay? Just like what we just talked about. You can't skip it. Skip the Old Testament and go right to the New Testament. I disagree when people say, skip the Old Testament, just go to the new one, it's easier to read. That's like starting from the end of a book. Okay? The Holy Bible is the Word of God written as one whole. Okay? You have to read the whole thing. Otherwise, it makes no sense. When you read the book of the New Testament, you'll see that the prophecies are being fulfilled one by one. And that's what makes the Holy Bible the true Word of God. Okay? We understand why is our Lord Jesus Christ born from a virgin? Why is he crucified on the cross? How does that make him the Son of God? Because we were prepared for that in the prophecies of the Old Testament. Okay? So why do we talk about this? We're talking about this because as people who are preparing to serve others one day in the Coptic Orthodox Church, we need to know these things. We need to understand what it means when we tell someone, you were all little kids at one time and Sunday school teacher told you, oh, read the Bible. And you're, oh, okay. You know, I'll read it tonight. Or I'll read two verses tonight, or whatever. It's very important to understand the whole book. Okay? We always talk about, oh, why do other churches, other denominations, oh, know the Bible so well? Well, actually, not just other denominations, other heretic religions know the Bible very well, better than a lot of us. And the dangerous thing about that is that, I'll tell you a story. Actually, when I was in college, I was sitting once in a lounge, in one of the lounges, and I went to a very liberal school. And I was sitting there, and someone came. I was sitting by myself studying. And he came to me, and he said, I don't remember what book I was reading, but I think it was St. Augustine, The Confessions or something. And he came to me, and he said, oh, I see that book you're reading. You know, we have a Christian club you could join. You want to come? So I said, okay, let me listen. And he starts blurting out verses, and I realized slowly he was a Jehovah's Witness. Why? Because he starts talking about Jesus Christ being a God. Okay? Not the one God. I picked that up how? How do you think I picked that up? Yeah. Okay. You have to understand your Bible. there are many different versions of the Bible out there. If you go on the internet and do a search on Holy Bible, you'll get thousands of hits, tens of thousands. And all of them are different. So don't just pick up a Bible that someone hands you on the street and start reading it. Actually, by the university, they always give out Bibles, and sometimes they're Jehovah's Witnesses Bibles. Sometimes they're Mormon Bibles. Okay? And if you don't know your own Bible, you won't know the difference. Okay, that's why it's important. And what happens is, when you have other people come and look up to you as a servant and say, oh, I don't understand this verse or that verse, or, oh, someone gave me this Bible and it doesn't make sense, or someone gave me this Bible, can I read it? You have to know, yes or no. You have to know, you got to have wisdom, okay? Actually, I think that's the last slide. Okay. But it doesn't mean I'm done. But it's the last slide. Not too much technology, but the important thing is what we get here. Okay? It's not about memorizing, you know, 50,000 verses. But it's about knowing where to find the verses. Okay? I'm one of these people that I can't memorize 50,000 verses. But I have to know where to find them. Right? You don't want someone to throw verses at you and you say, oh yeah, that really sounds good. That sounds cool. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. And it may not be from the Bible. Okay? Do you think the devil knows the Holy Bible?
Yeah.
Oh, he knows it so well, actually. Okay? He knows it so well from beginning to end. Okay? From beginning to end. And sometimes he'll use it to work against you by changing something. That's because he knows our weakness. And our weaknesses as humans is we're lazy. Well, all of us, right? We're lazy, and he knows that, and he plays with that, and uses that, and defeats us by that. So don't be lazy with this. Okay? Do you agree or you don't agree? Okay. So what were the four divisions of the Old Testament? Can you fold this? Okay. So what are they? No. Don't mumble. Can I? Huh?
Deuteronomy.
Yeah. What is the Torah?
The first
five books of Moses. That's one. What was the second? Historic books. What was the third? Poetic or what? Edification books. And what was the fourth? The prophetic, the major and minor prophets. Okay? If I was going to give you homework today, okay? Someone said I wouldn't. But if I was going to give you homework, okay? It would be a kind of homework that we can all do and it'll help us to grow. Okay, what do you think that homework is?
Read the Bible.
Well, that's nice. Yeah.
Read the Bible.
Can we, throughout this class, you have 2 years of this class, okay? How about we start and read the book of Isaiah?
All right.
It's a long book. Okay? The reason I mentioned the book of Isaiah is because the book of Isaiah is broken down into, and girls, ladies, clicking, no clicking. Okay. It's broken down in a way that really shows God's love for us. Okay? God's love for us. And again, who wrote the Bible? God. How did he write it? Right. How does God do his good works in this world?
Through us.
Through us, yes. Right? Through us. We are his hands, we're his feet, his eyes, his ears, his mouth, right? When we speak, it's his voice, and that's how he wrote the Bible. Any questions? Old Testament? Any Old Testament questions? Yes.
Have you studied the Old Testament regarding of the years, the different traditions that
outside? So one of the Bibles I got is this one, the Orthodox Study Bible, actually. This is a really good Bible in that it takes you from beginning to end and summarizes and highlights certain things. So it gives you the background. So before each book, right, it gives you a summary of the background and the history of that book. And then throughout the book, it gives you like notes of what things mean and how they relate to the New Testament. It's really good. I think they were selling it here. They also sell it on the internet, actually, you can buy it.
Barnes and Noble.
I saw it on Amazon. This book. Okay. Any other questions? Yes.
How was it written from 1500 BC to 400 BC if it goes up to the birth of the same?
That's when it was mostly put together. Yeah. It was mostly put together.
Is there a gap between the end of the prophecies and the birth of our Savior, or is it directly after?
Well, it transitions into the book of St. Matthew, but there's a little bit of So what we do is in the Coptic Orthodox tradition, okay, we value tradition in our church, and a lot of these blanks are filled in by tradition, okay, and writings of the saints and the fathers of the church fill in these gaps, okay. So, did everyone get a copy of what I gave out? Okay. So most of the Old Testament was written in what language?
Hebrew.
Hebrew. Another good question to ask. Most of it was in Hebrew. Later on, some of it in Greek. Okay. Yes. Aramaic. Well, I'm sorry. Yes, that was later. But it originally was written in Hebrew and Aramaic, the original manuscripts. In the New Testament, you'll see a lot of it was written in ancient Greek. Right? Any other questions? So those charts that I gave out, keep those in your books. Okay, they're really good reference for later on. Yes.
In another lecture, I heard that there is different ways to study the Bible, like just to follow the verbs in the Bible, like just to follow the characters in the Bible, and like to get as much as we can and try to help us. Easy to get the verse we need, you know?
Yes, and the only way that can happen, honestly, is reading. There's no magic formula, unfortunately, that you can say, I know. Yeah, unfortunately, the best way is to read it. But if you read it, you got to read it more than once. So the Bible is a recurring book. It's just like us growing as Christians, right? How does someone say, oh, one day I woke up and I'm a Coptic Orthodox Christian, now I'm good to go? How does it work? It doesn't work that way, right? Guys, why is there a lot of commotion here? Okay. So even growing as a Christian, as a Coptic Orthodox Christian, is a never-ending endeavor. Okay, you don't just say, oh, now I'm 30 years old, now I'm a Coptic Orthodox Christian, I'm going to go to heaven. It doesn't work that way. Until the minute you die, you're still growing in your faith and in your closeness to God. It never ends.
In terms of, like, I know the New Testament, each book of the Gospel centers a different audience. Is that specific in the Old Testament? Like, for example, Ezekiel is speaking to some certain people because they're in captivity or Nehemiah.
Yes, and actually that's true. In some cases, It's written to the, you know, when the Jews are taken into captivity to Babylon. It's speaking
to
them.
There's
always a direction. That's why when you take each book, that's the one thing I like about the study Bible, is that it gives you that background of what that book is aimed at. Just like the New Testament, the different Gospels, like depending on who wrote them and the letters, were aimed, directed at certain people. Of course, they're all directed at us.
Yeah, but like, there was, like, say, Matthew was to the Jewish people, and then Luke was to the Gentiles.
Right.
Mark was, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the epistles, the same thing.
Yeah, they were all
each
directed.
Each epistle is directed.
So the Old Testament the same way, right?
Like, pretty much, yeah. So they're always, again, you got to take it in really more detail. But any other questions? Because otherwise we're going to... Yes, okay. Thank you very much.
First of all,